Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, Nichu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC, probably the only radio show to ever be subtitled. And if you look at the radio in your car, on your tablet, iPod, whatever device you're using to listen to this show, then you'll know that I mean that ironically. There are no subtitles in actuality. But for those of you who don't understand irony, I try to make that more clear. So my show's at a weird time this week because Christmas has already passed, but I have some things to say about Christmas. So I'm just gonna go ahead. This is the Christmas aftermath. So during Christmas time, or during most kind of popular holidays, or not even if you don't celebrate Christmas, say you celebrate Hanukkah or you have some other tradition of holidays, you probably still see all the Christmas ads around. You always see them like on TV, and they're always on like, you know, Facebook, all the social media sites, because they all have the ads, and they all kind of cater their ads in such a way for like Christmas. They say like, oh, get her jewelry for Christmas, or something like that. There's always that kind of Christmas theme. Like, if you haven't, they're kind of catering in a way that if you haven't bought gifts for Christmas, then, oh, this is perfect. This will be perfect for that. So you see a lot of ads for that, but they're usually in picture form. And whenever you see, I always make this comment, whenever I see at least I always think of this. If I said it out loud, it might be weird. So here, it's okay. Whenever I'm, like, walking in the street and I see posters, they're always on, like, the poles and whatnot, or on bulletin boards and things like that. I think they should put all of that stuff lower. Like, it should be lower on the pole, and the bulletin boards should be placed lower. And the reason for that is because I think when I'm not going to say most, but I'm going to say some of us. When some of us walk around in the streets, we're on our phones. So we're looking down. So the posters need to be eye level. And as we increase our digital usage, our eye level decreases. It goes lower and lower and lower and lower and lower until we're looking at the ground. Although for some of us, we're already, the eye level's already on the floor. So you can think about where is a person's eye level. By where they're looking with their eyes, you can tell how much time they spend on social media or on the internet or on their phone. It used to be like the lower your eye levels, like the lower your mental state. Now it's like the lower your eye level, the more you use social media and whatnot. You might even think the two maybe are correlated. The same kind of thing. You both start to look downwards. So I think that should start to change. Like, I helped with poster put up here at CITR. I put out some posters for this party we had at Plot for Pendergast Radio. I put up some of those posters here at UBC. And when I was putting them up, I was thinking, maybe I should put them lower. I really thought that. I thought, maybe I should put them lower. Maybe they'll be more noticeable. But that would be kind of rule-breaking, because there's all these bulletin boards here at university like there are most schools, and that's where you're supposed to put them up. So I follow the norm. I put them up at the supposed eye level. But I believe that our eye levels, depending on your social media or internet usage, has lowered. And with it, poster placement and ads will also lower and keep going down. But the ads we usually see are stills. They're solid. They're just like the picture. Like when you're on the internet, when you're on social media, it's just the picture. When you're walking on the street, it's just the poster. Or sometimes they do, you know, sometimes they have like TVs, like think of Times Square or here at UBC on Westbrook Mall. There's that big TV that has ads playing. But they've also kind of combined the TV and the ad, where they have that big kind of TV kind of screen, and it has like those rotating little pieces that make up a picture. So it's kind of a combination of the two. But most of us probably see like the picture ads, but I still see the commercials Commercials are less seen, unless you're on YouTube a lot, then I guess you would see them a lot. But those are usually seen on when you watch TV. But I don't think a lot of us watch TV anymore because we try to avoid ads a lot. Even, yeah, like social media sites try to avoid ads because they know that we the consumers don't like ads. But ads are how they get their money, so they have to put in ads. So they kind of put them off to the side, but even so, they're still there. That's why a lot of us, I think, have given up on TV or cable. I never really knew what the word cable meant. It just is a type of TV. Some sort of, like, cable has less channels or it has more channels than, like, the box. Oh, okay, let's not get into that. But when you watch TV, there's always, like, you know, commercial ads. You know, the old form of ads where it's, like, 30 seconds and some of them are really weird, like Skittles ads. Those are always weird. Like Skittles are coming out of weird parts of animals' bodies, things like that. It's usually car commercials that the ads are for, and I have no idea. It's weird how they promote cars. But anyway, I usually watch a lot of TV around Christmas time. But that's because they start playing all the classics. All the Christmas classics begin to play on the TV, like there's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, there's Home Alone, Home Alone 2, which I'm not really sure why those are considered Christmas movies. I mean, it doesn't really necessarily have to be a Christmas movie. It's just that, you know, he's left home alone, he has to take care of himself, and just happens to be around Christmas time. So, I don't know. I don't think of it so much as a Christmas movie, but it always comes out, they always, like, start playing it on the TV around Christmas time, so I think of it as a Christmas movie. There's a classic about, I think it's called The Scrooge Christmas, or it's called A Christmas Tale, and there's another movie with Scrooge with Bill Murray, which is the same story where there's that guy who kind of hates Christmas, and then he's visited by the three ghosts. He's visited by past, present, and future, so there's that, and then there's It's a Wonderful Life, there's Love Actually that I always watch during Christmas time. It's one of my favorite movies. Well, that's why I start watching TV, because of all those ads that coming up. And while I, and during Christmas time, and while, and this year when I'm watching TV, I notice a lot of differences in TV, actually. They still play ads. They're still there. You haven't missed out if you're not watching TV. But there's all this, like, special stuff on there now. Now you can order movies through the TV. You can record things in advance. You can record things you're watching currently and then come back and watch it again. You can, like, there's this new thing that's really, I find it very funny, actually, where you're watching something, say it's, or you turn on the TV, you find out, oh, this movie's on, I missed it. And it's playing, it's, like, in the middle, but you want to watch it from the beginning. So it has, like, a restart button. So go back to the beginning of the movie and you can watch all of it again. But if you, say, switch the channel, you come back and say, like, the original time slot that it was made on. If that's still not, even just, like, a minute isn't there, then you can't restart it. Because then you have to go back to where the movie actually is in their time slot and then restart it. So it's kind of cool to see all these new changes in TV. It's a lot different from what it used to be. And now there's, like, let's say there's a news channel. Say it's, like, let's say CBC. So there's one, like, channel for CBC. But then there's another channel for CBC. And then there's another and another and another. They're, like, so many channels. And they're playing the same thing. It's just that different times. Like, one is ahead of the other. Or one is behind the other, however you see the times. So my Christmas has been surrounded a lot by ads. Maybe yours has been surrounded by shopping, which also has ads. But mine has been surrounded by TV and ads. Maybe yours is more surrounded by family. I mean, my family's always there when I'm watching TV because I'm always at home. But maybe yours has been more filled with, you know, going out for dinner or finding gifts or being with friends, things like that. And now that I've ruined your mood with my gloomy story, I'm going to play the first song, and as some of you may know, Almi play instrumental music on my show. And this first song is by Justin Wright from the album Pattern Seekers. And this song is called Tins.
Thank you. The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Russian Tim and I'm throwing a Christmas rager on December 15th at the Cobalt. I invited to play the show some of my favorites, The Greatest Sons, The Core, Anthems, Contracode, and even my band, Russian Tim and Pavel Burez. Tickets at the door are $15, but $10 online at myshowpass.com. Christmas Rager, December 15th, Cobalt, great success.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and just now you were listening to the artists, film, and music, their album Telltale. The first song was Loyalties, and the second song was Nagging Doubts. And I'm very happy that these songs and these artists and these albums are easy to say, because there are some hard ones. So, just kind of sum up the show. I kind of talked about Christmas in terms of my Christmas. My Christmas is always sounded by ads and kind of, I'm just kind of analyzing the ads really. Because I don't do much around Christmas time. I just watch TV. I do the same thing every Christmas. I rewatch all the classics. I rewatch all the classics. That's what I do on Christmas. And actually on today's show, I have a guest. So my first guest, actually, and it's kind of bad who my first guest is. It's kind of childish, I guess. It's actually my mom is here with me. She's here, and she would like to say something to all of you.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year, and Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate Christmas, and Happy Holidays to who don't celebrate Christmas, or Happy Hanukkah. I'm not sure what you celebrate, but Happy Holidays and Happy New Year. And the next show at 10 a.m. is Rocket from Russia.
We like in the sun.